Going to Tuna Kudos today. There are a lot of different things over here in Saudi Bay's Hay Club. But first of all, the Mahalach of the Smak, according to the Havana of the Beis Yosef and the Shach. So just to, like, where things are coming from, it seems a little confusing. Right, the Smak says that when a tipa falls onto the outside of the kedera, neged the rotav. So he says, since we have a suffik in the Gemara and in Dam Chatzos, we have a suffik whether the blios in the kli are mifafeya and the whole kli or not. So therefore, in this case where a tipa falls on the outside, neged the rotav, so we say mimarafshach that either the bliya is mispashed in the entire kli, and then it's batel b'shishim in the kli, or it's mispashed into the kedera, and then it's just like it fell straight into the tavshil. It's mispashed into the tavshil, and then it's like it fell straight into the tavshil. It's batel b'shishim over there. So memela, as long as you have shishim connected the tipa in the kedera and the tavshil, then you're okay. Mimarafshach. But then he says, but if it falls neged the reikon, if it falls in the part of the kli where the tavshil isn't, so now you need to be choshesh that it spreads a little bit, and it doesn't spread in the whole kli to be batal b'shishim in the kli, but it spreads enough that it's oser shishim kinegdo, and therefore you have to be careful not to spill the hot contents of the kli over that spot, because that spot is batal b'chalav, potentially. So the shaila is, if he has this tzad that it's just mispashed a little bit, so then why don't we have this tzad also when it's neged the rotav? Why does this tzad only begin to exist when it's not neged the rotav? Right? When it's somehow, when it's neged the rotav, it's one of two extremes. It's either mispashed all over the kli and batzot to the kli, or it's mispashed into the tavshil and it seems not at all in the kli. Yet once it's neged the reikon, so then he's saying, then all of a sudden we're choshesh, it's mispashed a little bit, that'll be oser chanan, and the blios and the kli, and you have to make sure not to pour over it. Why shouldn't we be choshesh also when it's kineget? Once there's a tzad that's mefafeh a little bit, so then let's be choshesh also when it's neged the rotav, that's mefafeh a little bit in the kli, it's oser v'chanan, and then you need shishim in the tavshil, kineget shishim, you need shishim pamim shishim. So I think the answer could be pretty straightforward, and that the suffix in the sugya, it may just have to do with how he's understanding with the suffix that somehow emerges from the sugya in Dam Chatzos, that either it's mispashed into the tashil or it's mispashed in the kli. Dahainu, that when you have a blia in the wall of a kli, and it's connected to tavshil, so there are two stadim of what should happen when that bliya is mispashet. Mitzad echad, you should say that it's mispashet. If it's going to be mispashet, it'll just go back into the tavshil and be mispashet there. Because a tavshil with rotav, by its nature, is a very good makom hispashtus. It's very noach for hispashtus. On the other hand, the bliya right now is found in the wall of the kli. It's found in the wall of the kli. So there's a tzad that it should be mispashet within the kli before being mispashet into the tavshil. That's maybe where the suffix surrounding in the Gemara and Zvachim. Do we say it's mispashet? It's going to be mispashet under certain circumstances. Will we be told that since it's already in the dofen hakli, it's mispashet further within the dofen hakli? And then you need Marika Vishtifa on the whole kli? Or will we say that no, if it's going to be mispashet at all, it's only going to be mispashet back into the tafshil because a tafshil is a much more mistaver place for his pashtus. A. B, I want to suggest that maybe really the shorish of the suffix, in other words, there's certainly a svar that it should be mispashet into the tafshil. Really, the suffix is how noach is it to be mispashet in the dofen akli? Is a dofen akli also a good makom hispashtus? I feel almost like I'm talking, you know, machshavish pashtus and tzimtzum, but that's Avi. I'm surprised I didn't hear anything about it. But so the suffix is maybe really whether it's is a kli a makom mispashtus or not. If a kli is not a good makom mispashtus, then it's a davar pashut that it's only going to be mispashut back into the tafshil, since it's connected to the tafshil. If a kli is also a good makom mispashtus, even if it's not quite as good as the tafshil, but it's also a good makom mispashtus, so then there's a svara that since the bli is already in the kli, it will first be mispashet in the dolphin of the kli. And rather than being then crossing the border back into the tafshil and being mispashet there. So memela then it comes out that as long as it's keneged the rotav, as long as the bli is keneged the rotav, there are only two tzadim. There's a tzad that goes back into the tafshil, or there's a tzad that it goes in the entire kli. There's no tzad that it's mispashe to a small degree within the dofen kli, because saying that it's mispashe only a small amount would mean that the kli is not a good makom hispashtus. Right? In the tafshil, we know it's mispashe bekulo. Right? So if it's a question of whether it's going to be mispashe back into the tafshil, which is a very good makom mispashtus, or it's going to be mispashet in the kli, where it's not a good makom mispashtus, only is mispashet a little bit, so then it's a davar pashet, then it's going to be mispashet in the tafshil. So that's really this. So the suffix memela is on the two extremes. Either the kli is a good makom mispashtus, similar to a tafshil, and then it's mispashet pekulo, or the kli is not a good makom mispashtus, so then it goes back into the tafshil. That's all if the bliya is connected to the tafshil. If the bliya falls mi bachutz in the makom reikon, so now on the side that a kli is a good makom mispashto, say nachanami, it'll be mispashto in the whole kli and be batel. But we have to be choshesh for the side that a kli is not a good makom mispashto. And here it doesn't have any option of going into the tafshil. Right, the dofen akli is not in competition against the tafshil because it's not neged the tafshil. It can't go into the tafshil. So on the tzad that the kli is not a good makom hispashtus, but it doesn't mean it's not a makom hispashtus at all. It'll be mispashet a little bit. We have to be choshes that it'll be mispashet partially. It'll be oser up to shishim, and that up to shishim will become chanan.
It sounds like it assumes that. Mispashtus of the bliya comes from a kayak of the bliya to the mispashtus.
It's a combination of the bliya and the environment. I'm not really taking sides on which things they go in.
It sounds like you're saying that because it moves by itself, so it moves to the easiest place it can move to. If the right hand and the cleat each have a path to pull the tikkun, it doesn't really make sense to talk in the terms you're talking, right?
Why not? Which one pulls it more? I mean, honestly, I didn't think about it, but now that you're bringing it up, I don't see a clear hachra between them.
No, because if it's just which one pulls it more, why can't they both pull it?
So whether it's because this is how it works in Matzias, whether it's because it makes things simpler to, you know, whether it makes things simpler to touch up one way or another, the hanafa is that, you know, we're going to be told it all on the ikar makom. I'm not saying it has to be Matzias, it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just in terms of that. And then yeah, so that's all. So another Nakuda. There's an idea that comes up over here, which is, the Ikra isn't here, but it comes up a lot here, which is the tzad that a kli itself, a kli cheres al kolpanim is nasis nevela. The Shach brings up the question based on the Ramah and Simon Tzadi Ches, if hey. The Ramah there says that one should be machmir for the Deya, the way he understands it in Rishonim, that we say Chanan on a Kli Cheres. Since there's no way to be machshir Kli Cheres, and it's going to remain Usser forever once it became Usser, so so we have to be Choshesh. So therefore you say Chanan, the Ramah says be Choshesh for that Deya. And the Nafkamina is that if Nevela is cooked in a brand new kli, and it's a kazayas of nevela, and let's say the volume of the dofne hakli is 10 kazayasim. So now when you cook something in it, it's not enough to have shishim kazayasim to be mevatel the original tam nevela. You need 600 zayasim to be mevatel the volume of the dofne hakli. That's l'chor the Ramah and Tzadi Ches Hei. L'chora, this is what's behind the Das Hasmag that's brought in the Beis Yosef, the first day abroad in the tour, that in this case where a tipa falls onto a kedera, even shishim pamim shishim is not matir, it's oser ad hasof, because the kli becomes aser, and there's never shishim kenega the kli. The whole kli becomes usher, even if the kli is much larger than shishim times the tipa, because you say chanan on the kli itself. So the question is that, okay, it's a big chiddush that you say chanan on a kli. We view a kli as a chaticha di isura, but it's not an idea that's. I think we've come across the idea, especially in the sugya of the isser of using a kli shein of yomo, that there can be there's a chalos isser and a kli, there's a heksher of a kli. A kli has it's like viewed as an entity unto itself. It's not only a hechet timsa of transferring tam into something else. We view the kli as nasar, as a chaticha di isura. So taking to view the idea itself of viewing it as a piece of isser is a chiddush, but it's a chiddush we've seen before in different forms. So you view the kli as a chaticha d'isura. The question is, but how can you possibly say that it's no sin tam in something, right? It has a kazayas of tam nevela in it, but even if the volume of the dovnei kli is 10 kazayasim, the kli has no tam, right? So if you cooked potatoes in this kli that has a kazayas of tam nevela in it, and there's shishim kazayasim of the potatoes, what are you choshish for? Right? So you say Chanan, but where's the Nosein Tam? How does it make sense to apply Chanan to Nosein Tam?
The Tam that went into the Kli?
The Tam that it's Bolea from the potatoes now.
And then back into the Kli.
But what happened to Mekusha? What happened as far as Mekusha? The Bliyos says Balea now, we view as like just part of the Kedera.
And every show me as far as you have a shear while it's Makusha?
Yeah, so you have a shear Kenega the Nevela while it's Makusha. I'm saying if you're viewing it in terms of whether that's if you're already saying you need Kenega the Tenzasin, but I'm saying how do you get there to begin with? Nothing was. The potatoes were never Nasar.
The you potatoes. Cook
the veil in the pot, and then now you want to cook potatoes. The blios of potato in the Dofnei Kedera, Lechora, are not a separate diyun from the potatoes that are betoch the Kedera.
Right, but if you say you asked the pot the first time?
You asked the pot, but the first time there was only a kazayas for nevela.
Maybe you're saying the blios of the potatoes being in the Dofnei, maybe even though the Dofnei doesn't have time to give off to the Tavshil, but maybe the blios, the Lias of the potatoes in the bedroom. You get asked about
the potatoes that you're cooking now?
Yeah.
So I don't understand that. If you're saying the kosher, the blios in the walls are the same as the blios out of the walls.
That's the whole pot. You don't have a shear.
You're not viewing them as part of the pot.
You're saying you have to view them as part of the pot to say they get asked about the pot?
Wouldn't you?
Maybe because they're inside the pot.
There's no. How do they become? You mean they become us with another? It seems to me circular. In other words, they would become usher. You can say that they're usher as part of the pot if you say that there's tam nevela in them to begin with. Otherwise, what was usher then? You're just back to the first question.
You put the pot. What was usher the tashil?
What was usher the blios in the dofen hakadera? Which? What was usher? You know, saying tam mean bimino. What was usher the tam potatoes in the kadera?
You have a terebus of a tafshil with the kadera, and even though it's not in the same time.
So then what I'm saying, if you don't... So you're saying a shir shishim.
What?
A shir shishim. You need a shir shishim. So the shaila is, do we hold that way? Do we hold that timas kapela doesn't work? It's you need a shir shishim dafka. Uh-huh. I'm saying if the oser is a shir shishim, then I understand. You need a shir shishim kineged the chaticha viser. You view the pot as the... Even without coming on to the potatoes in the dofen akadera. You can say stam. That there's a shir bittel. There's a shir bittel of shishim. So the shir bittel isn't kineged the nevela. The shir bittel is kineged the chaticha disura. The chaticha disura is the whole... is the kadera itself. But that's all if the background isn't no Saint Tom, right? But lemaisa... The Shulchan Aruch Paskins and the Ramah holds me Iker Din, even though we're not knowing this way, that Te'imas Kapela is Mutter. Right? So that means it's Nosen Tam that's Oser, Lechora. Yeah?
It's hard to say that the Ramah meant to be Cheshish, also because we're Cheshish, not to use Kadeira.
Because it's hard because that's from the Chisaron of Bekiyas, and here we have the Bekiyas. So I guess you could say it, but that's, you know. Kitzer, the mice, I did want to say along these lines, just with a kinesh, that the issue here is the shear. But the question is, what happens to the Nosen Tam that's behind it? So the truth is that I think phrasing it that way is a flawed Havana. It's not that there's an Isser that you need Bittel B'shishim, and that's in order to make sure you have no Nosen Tam, because Nosen Tam is the Oser. Really, really, there's something else going on, which is the Rambam in Perek Tezvav, Halach Lamed, right? So the Rambam says that anything that was Nesar, Min Be'en Omino, so you, whether it is regular Isser, it's Truma, it's Orla, by any of the various Isurim, by Min Be'en Omino, you can have a guy taste it. If he doesn't taste it, then it's Mutter. And if there's no guy around, then each thing is mutter b'shiuro. Shishim me'ar masayim. Right? Truma has a shir of me'ah, Orla, I think, has a shir of masayim. So each thing is mutter according to its shir. Right? So the Rambam has... It's a very difficult to understand Rambam, right? Which we saw a long time ago. That somehow... If you have a kipela there and he tells you there's no tam, it's mutter. Yet, if you have shishim and it's orla and truma, it's not mutter. Right? So, you can be told that there's no tam. And in the Rambam holds that even with daraisi, you can be told that there's no tam. Because even by basar b'chalav, where nosen tam is also daraisa, the Rambam holds b'shishim, it's mutter. Right? So, what do you need the te'imas kipela for? Just, you have shishim, so you know the tam's batel. So apparently what you need to say in the Rambam is a chiddush. I think the Yad Yehuda spells it out. That really, theoretically, there can be no same tam way beyond shishim. It's true that the halacha is generally that when there's shishim, even with araisa, you can be told that there's no same tam. Al pi rov, there's no same tam, and you're allowed to be somech on that. But it doesn't mean that there's no potential of Nosen Tam. There is theoretically a potential of Nosen Tam way beyond Shishim. So you have two options always to be Mati or something. You can either be Mevarer that there's no Nosen Tam, that there's Bittel Tam. You can be Mevarer there's Bittel Tam by doing Te'imas Kapela. if you weren't mevarer that there's bittul tam, then you can be so mechan a sheer bittul. The sheer bittul is not just a hecha timsa to assume there's no tam. It's a different derech of being matir. In the Rambam, the mashal the sheer shishim or meir masayim is not limited to lach balach where the issue is no sin tam. It's the same shear by lach balach and yavish biyavish where there is no sin tam. Right, and the lashon of the Rambam is that by shishim or meir masayim, each one according to the shear, it's batel, the issue is batel ba'otzem yuto. So it's not that the shiurim are shiurim of bittul tam. Bittul tam is al yedei kapela. There's shiurei bittul that they're mevatel the iser ba'otzem miyuto. But they're two separate tracks. You can be matir this way, or you can be matir that way, but they're not the same thing. So over here, where you say chanan on a kli, so it could be that the vort is that the whole kli becomes a chatich of iser. Mimela, if you're going to be mevatel mikoach hashir, the shir that you need is kenega the entire kli, like Baruch Hu suggested. But if you're going to be mevatel, if you're going to be matir midin bittul tam, so if you're talking about mean to me know that yes, shall make him a timeless, so then there's no way to do it. Which is the case we're talking about here is for sure mean to me know it's busser and it's back, but maybe in Achanami, maybe theoretically, if we would be so mechan to imas kapela, so maybe you could have a kapela taste it, and if he says there's no time to vela, you can be matured, even though there's not shishim negatively. But then it gets back to the fact that we're not bekiyim in timas, you can't be so mechan to imas kapela. So now you're back to the shear. Mitzad the shear, you need shishim keneged the entire kli for a shear bittul.
Maybe just the fact, maybe the din of chanan on the kli was mechayev afkar of the heter of tima, because they chazal knew that there's no tima for the kli.
I hear. You mean because it's a miuchadik type of... Wait, you're saying al korach of the yisr is not no same tam. If you're saying chanan on the kli...
He's not giving tam. So,
all right.
Say chanan means they're mashar, can I get cool, obviously, with the shear, not with the team.
And it would be different than all other Yisurim. I'm saying that, wouldn't that be a big chiddush? It's the all other Yisurim, it's no Saint Tom, but then you have a shear bittul. Here
it's
not
like
no Saint
Tom. It's kilo.
Because you know it's not no Saint Tom.
Right.
But I'm saying by like Gira Nasha, we say since it's not no sin, you know, if it's not no sin tam, then it's mutter. So why should this be worse than that? So I could hear it's how that's worse than that. But that would be another big chiddush, which would be that here you say there's an oser of nevela. Right? The nevela's no sin tam. So you view the entire chaticha kilu is no sin tam. I'm saying to say stam that this is an exception. If you could say there's a miuchadik gezera, they were also the kli, so they had to say it's not nosin tam because the kli doesn't have tam. But who says there should be that miuchadik gezera to begin with?
If there's a din of chanan kalim, it's obviously mechayev.
No, but but you can ask where did this din of chanan and kalim come from? If it doesn't make sense, then it requires a miuchadik gezera. Where mechatesi?
Tarivus.
But by another Tarovis where we would know for sure it's not no Saint Tom, so then it wouldn't be Oser because it's not no Saint Tom.
I'm saying the Tom, there is Tom in the Kli.
Why?
The Kli's not giving Tom, the Tom's in the Kli. If you bite the Kli, you would taste it.
That's a Tom that's not an Oser Bechla. I don't know if that counts. Listen, if you say a kli has tam, the question doesn't start. It's like any chaticha viser, it has tam, so it's also benosin tam. It's because you taste the cheres, so it's aser.
You could boil the kli all day, you won't see any discoloration in the water. And the water won't have any tam. There's no way to get tam from the kli.
I mean, sometimes you can taste a little bit, right? Aluminum things is famous, you taste the aluminum. So maybe in their kli cheres, you could also, you know... But I think, all right, I hear. That's a big chiddush by itself, though.
Listen, so,
what's
so the chiddush?
The chiddush is that you should be mesiaches to the time of a kli, which is bechlal not a time of my cholim.
If there's a separate shear heter, it's a shear.
It's at least nos, if it's nos in tam l'chor, it's at least nos in tam of gam, no? Nos in tam of gam is not a noser.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not because of the it's not
because
the
kli
giving
time.
It's just that hanan of kli obviously means
say a mishar negi
something which
right, but who's so fine. So you could say it obviously means, but then you have to if it obvious to say there's hanan on a kli means that it must mean somehow the kli is also of no same time. So maybe that's a reason not to say hanan by kalim.
I thought the question was. Why doesn't the team work? So I'm just saying that it's obvious that.
So, but I'm saying to me what that boils down to is saying that Eina Chanami in the normal scheme of Hanan, there should be no Hanan by Kalim, but they were misakin Hanan by Kalim. So Al Korachach, the getter of that takana was that that it's kilu the you're misyaches to the time of the kli, right? But I'm saying. That needs a lot of.
I don't know if it's saying that.
You need to back that up with an explanation. You know where these Rishonim know that there is Hanan by Kalim, and why the Rabbanim would have been made such a takana. I'm saying that's a big chiddush in its own right. I'm not sure if what I'm saying is a bigger chiddush.
They're not saying they're misakis to the time of the kli. They're saying that the kli is aser, and we view the kli as the aser.
I'm saying all of that, but aser midin what? We didn't know same time. Oh, so I'm saying, but so it should be batel berov, right? If it's an oser, the starting point of any oser is it's batel berov until you come to the parsha of no same time, and then you need to be mevatel the time. So again, what I want to suggest is just that einachanam. It starts with the fact that there is an oser time from the nevela and mitzad the bitol hatam. So Timas Kapela would work. If you can do Timas Kapela, do Timas Kapela. Once you don't have Timas Kapela, then you need a Shir Shishim. The Chiddush would be that the Shir Shishim is not on the Tam Visser, it's on the Chaticha Visser. So the Chaticha is the whole Kedera. I'm not saying this is an easy thing to say either, but we're trying to understand this.
I mean, you just pointed out that you don't have to comment on anything more than Rav, unless it's giving Tam. So even in the Rambam...
Unless there's an Oser of Nosein Tam. Once there's an Oser of Nosein Tam, you need Bittel Tam. Or Bittel Ashir.
A regional tipa is Nosein Tam, so you need. I'm saying what here that you pointed out the pad is not Nosein Tam.
Yeah, but there is at least Nevela in it. The Nevela is Nosein Tam.
Because the Nevela is Nosein Tam.
So you get into the Parsha B'chlal that there's something that's Oser Ben Nosein Tam. So once there is an Oser Ben Nosein Tam, so now you need one of two things. Either Bittel Tam, and that's only Al Yedei Timas Kapela. Or that the Isser is batel be'otzem yuto. The Chiddush is it's not that the Tam is batel be'otzem yuto. Now you need the Chaticha of Isser to be batel be'otzem yuto.
And that you view the Nevela and the.
That you view the Kli as. What? Yeah, well, that you view the Kli as the Chaticha of Isser.
With the Tam Nevela.
Yeah, it's one thing, right.
And you wouldn't see the Kedera as being a nice Tam Nevela.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you have to view the Kedera. Yeah. You have to view it as one thing. It's a chaticha visser, it's the kli machmas, the nevela in it.
Otherwise, you move on to the nevela separately.
Yeah. Okay, that's all.